It's All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and that's a new song from the Rembrandts, How Far Would You Go, from their recently released album Via Satellite. The core of the band is Danny Wilde and Phil Solem. They were the group that did the theme song to the TV show Friends, one of the biggest sitcoms of all time, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary of launching this month. And that theme song, I'll Be There For You, a number one song for 8 weeks and topping multiple radio formats, has a fascinating story we'll hear about as we welcome Rembrandts guitarist and vocalist Danny Wilde now. Hey, Danny, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me on. I'm a big fan.
Via Satellite, the new record, a big congrats. And it's a first new studio album for you guys in a long time. If you take that Choice Picks compilation of re-recordings of greatest hits out of the picture, this looks like almost 20 years.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. It's been a while.
And it's a new world with records, right? I mean, it isn't the same world as when you started with them. People actually bought CDs. Today, you're expecting with Via Satellite, is most of the people buying a physical object? Or are they getting a download? How is it working?
I think that it's going to be a download, you know, digital streaming. However, for the collector or whatever, we've done a limited run of vinyl and CDs. So for me, it's fun to have a Rembrandts album out on vinyl. It's just been so long. But yeah, I think it would amount to practically nothing in sales.
I was trying to figure out Via Satellite when I was listening to some of these tracks and then thinking of the title. What's the album name refer to?
It's a lyrical lift from the song Traveling From Home. That song, that's Phil's genius. It's him kind of relating to how people have millions of friends, but they don't actually ever see them physically. We all sit with a computer on our lap talking, but we're just really disconnected. So that's part of the song. And then to me, it reminded me of how Phil and I make records from afar. I mean, he lives in Nashville. Up until 2 years ago, he lived in Minneapolis. I'm in LA. So we make records via satellite. We blast digital files back and forth, and I'll put on a part, he'll put on a part. So that's a good idea for a title for the record.
You guys have a knack for writing these really hooky-driven songs. Before your connection to the Friends TV show, you guys did have a huge hit in 1990. That's Just the Way It Is, Baby.
Yeah, my original home out here in a town called Thousand Oaks is just about a mile from where I'm sitting right now, and I had a little garage studio. We weren't actually the Rembrandts at that point. We were just good buddies, and we just started writing, and Just the Way It Is, Baby was one of the songs that we came up with.
That's one of those tunes, whenever I'm at the convenience store, that thing always is on. I must go in there at the same time that the loop comes back around.
Bonds here on the West Coast, and I think the sister company, I can't remember what it's called when we go to Maui, but yeah, we're big in the grocery stores. I think we should do like a grocery store tour.
And the big song, and it's 25 years ago, what, this month that Friends started?
Yeah.
Your biggest tune, I'll Be There For You. It's got a fascinating story. I was hoping you could talk about its origins and how it began, both the writing of it and how you even got the chance to get it as the theme song for Friends and the impact of that radio station in Lebanon, Tennessee, looping the original.
So you know, who was that guy that did that? Because I just got off the phone with somebody else and I was embarrassed. I couldn't remember his name.
Tom Peace, and the station has different call letters now, but it was WYHY in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Thank you very much, WYHY. Okay, so we get a phone call on Wednesday. I know this story like the back of my hand. From our manager, Kevin Bright, the creator of the Friends show, is a Rembrandts fan and would be interested in co-writing a song for a TV show that he was working on. And we said, well, sure. So the next day, which is a Thursday, we got together with Michael Skloff, the music director, out at my studio in Thousand Oaks, and we bunged out the idea. He had basically the first verse, the chorus, all the lyrics. Phil came up with the riff, and that was it. And Saturday, we went into a studio in Van Nuys and cut the 42-second version, which was for the show. That's all they needed. And then the show's a hit, and the DJ at WY, blah, 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 whatever it was. And,
YHY.
Thank you. Thank you. He recorded it off the TV and looped it a couple of times and started playing it. The requests were going crazy for it, apparently, and then it started to go viral, other radio stations all over the United States. So then the record company, their infinite wisdom was, hey, guys, go in the studio and record a full version. So we got Michael Skloff, the other people from the TV shows, Blessing, went in, wrote a second verse, bridge, instrumental, and did a, I think it's like a 3.5 minute version, and stripped it into our album, which, by the way, I should back up a little bit. It was already in the can. It was scheduled for release, I think, about 6 weeks from the time that we had actually gone in and recorded the Friends TV version. So we stopped the presses, stripped in the long version as a hidden track at the end of the album, and it just blew up.
The original edit was not going to be on the record, though. That 42-second thing wasn't going to be on that album, was it?
Exactly, yeah.
So the song didn't exist as a public release?
No.
Then the show debuts, the show is running. This gentleman at the radio station watches the show, says, I like this tune, I'm going to record it, loop it, play it on the air. Basically, the song was just going to be for TV, but because of that, it ends up...
Well, I mean, request lines were blowing up.
Incredible.
Is there a longer version of that song? First I heard of it was there's a guy at a radio station that has chopped together the TV theme, and it's blowing up all over the United States.
Must have really been something. And then the video of the song features the cast members of the show. Now, when that is getting filmed, how big is the show yet? Because I'm looking at that. Jennifer Aniston looks so young, you can hardly even recognize her.
You know what? We didn't know who they were. They didn't know who we were. We were probably bigger than they were at that point, you know, from just the way it is baby or whatever. But it was obvious that something was happening because we had to reschedule the shoot 2 or 3 times because Schwimmer couldn't make it or something. So there was already some star stuff going on. But by the time we got there, I should also mention that there was a whole script, something with a fish. People had lines and, you know, acting and all that crap. And it just basically went out the window, and we just had a free-for-all. So that was kind of what you see in that video.
So they had an idea for it, and then they just blew out the idea.
Yeah, I felt bad for the director. Yeah, it was just, we all met in a hotel room on the eve of the shoot. It's like, okay, this is all good, and everything went out the window the following day.
Were they nice, aloof? What were they like as people?
Oh, no, they were great kids. Yeah, and good hang.
And over the years, again, we're flashing in Rembrandt's, and it's a big month for them because 25th anniversary of the show Friends happening now, and of course,
right,
their song a big part of that. Have there been reunion events over the years where you ever got to interact with those folks again or been part of the Friends franchise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ending of the show, the grand finale, whatever you call it, they had a big party in Hollywood, and we performed with Sheryl Crow at it. And then on the 20th anniversary, they did this Central Perk pop-up in Manhattan for 2 weekends. They recreated the set of the Central Perk, and we were sort of a central part of the entertainment. And then they're doing that again for the 25th anniversary. We've been asked to do one, I think, in L.A. It's getting bigger. They're doing one in L.A., New York, I think Chicago, San Francisco, and we're going to be a part of that. We actually became really good friends with James Michael, the guy who plays Gunther, and so we hang out all the time now.
As a result of doing the shows?
Yeah, doing the pop-ups.
I was going to ask that, if any relationships developed from it, obviously one has there. You're also doing...
Yeah, I haven't been invited out to Jen's house in Malibu yet, so...
Yeah.
You know.
You're still waiting for that one. Never got to know her.
I'm not really waiting.
I hear you. You wrote and performed the theme song I read for a Chinese version of Friends.
Oh, my God. How did you know that? So here's how that happens. You have a guy who's called a music supervisor, and I also have a company called Dog Walk Music, and it's a jingle company. And I do a lot of commercial work, and that is how that ended up in the Chinese thing. It wasn't really written for it. It was a piece of music that was written prior, and they liked the way it sounded. But I guess it was a Friends sort of knockoff thing, which maybe that's how I got the gig. Like, oh, the guy from the Rembrandts.
Right, trying to get a little piece of the original success. Who can blame them, right? It's been a thrill to talk to you today. It's Danny Wilde.
Nice to meet you too, Dave.
Via Satellite's the new record, Rembrandts, and it's out now, and they're celebrating 25 years since their huge placement as the theme song for one of the biggest TV shows of all time, Friends. And we got to hear the remarkable story of how they made that one. I'll be there for you. Hope you had fun today. I appreciate this, man.
I did, Dave. Thanks so much.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. You job's a joke you broke.